This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
I know I ask you this every once in a while. Do you think I'm a psychopath?
I think you're as okay.
Yes.
What the way your face looks and the way you're standing and the sounds you're making, I would say yes right now.
Right.
But normally, I would say you're not.
Are you sure?
I don't even know. What's the definite?
I don't really know either, but every once in a while, there's like a study out that goes, if you do the following six things, you're like narcissistic or you're a psychopath or you're a sociopath.
Sociopath.
So, and I usually score a C or better on those kind of tests.
Right.
But there's a new, scientific study out that asks one question and I fail.
And that determines if you're a sociopath.
It says you may be a psychopath.
Real quick, what's the difference between sociopath and psychopath?
Okay, I'm not even sure. Psychopath, does that mean you're going to kill people?
That's the way I take it. Sociopath, I don't know what that, okay.
Here it is. I have a feeling pretty much everyone on our show, me, you.
Is psychopath.
I know Aaron, and I don't know if T-Hack is all the way, but do you enjoy the misfortune of others?
Oh, yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I know. That alone makes a psycho, but what?
Dude, how quickly did we answer?
Oh, that's even more
weird,
psycho.
Right?
We're normal. Every human being.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
It says scientists have linked taking pleasure in the suffering of others, a feeling known as Schadenfreude.
Oh, we know
that. We've talked about that word.
Yeah.
They've linked it to several dark psychological traits, including sadism, narcissism, and psychopathy, whatever.
Okay, I don't want people to feel physical pain. They said something about pain.
It says some people enjoy the pain of others simply because it helps them feel better about themselves.
Okay,
that's the Schadenfreude thing.
The pain thing, I'm not into. But
others revel in the misfortune of those they consider of a different social group to their own. Like when a football team loses,
or rich people get
when somebody gets their comeuppance. The third trigger, they say, is justice. Those who enjoy the misfortune if the victim has previously behaved badly.
Oh, that they deserve
it. It's like a karmic thing.
Okay.
I have to be honest. I like all three of those.
Yeah, I think I sometimes, not like overboard like you, but I think I...
Come on, when somebody cuts you off...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If somebody cuts you off and 5 minutes later you see their car rolled over...
Ha ha! Comeuppance.
Yeah.
That means we're so
you're one of those.
Okay.
Do you, when somebody's talked smack about your football team, said Vikings suck or whatever, and then your Vikings go in and stomp on them?
Oh, yeah. I take explicit pleasure from that.
Mm-hmm.
But being a psychopath is not a bad thing then.
All three of these emotions are dehumanizing. It's your capacity to look at others as less human than yourself. So.
I think the people that wrote this is less human.
Bro.
What?
All of us. This is the $1 billion question for me. I surround, like everybody feels this way. I don't know if everybody, but you and I definitely surround ourselves with people who think exactly like
this. Wow. Maybe subconsciously.
Yes.
We're
like in like a motorcycle club, except we're all psychopaths.
Wow. But see, to me, like suddenly psychopath isn't a bad thing.
Suddenly, the only thing that would have made that better is if I had just fallen over and broken some teeth
out. That's true.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.